Maybe, I don't know. But probably there's so many trees around here.
Last time we were there, the family was there.
She's in England now. I heard Christopher was, Quilkey, he was ill. And he was
Quilkey's back in.
Is he back?
He's back in India. Okay. I think he's back.
Okay. Yeah. I heard she went also. Her daughter was in New York City, Kitty's daughter sometimes. Mm-hmm. She was doing video editing. You know, they come from a very wealthy family. Her husband was like a billionaire, her first husband there. Mm-hmm. And Kitty's husband.
His wife?
Other husband's
wife?
Douglas.
She was a movie star.
Yeah. Wow. You see those pictures? Did you see the pictures?
She was beautiful.
Yeah.
What movie is it?
I don't remember the name.
You can look Katie Douglas and find it. Yes.
Katie, what is the last name?
Douglas.
She lives in Kodaikanal. No?
Mm. Yeah, and shuttles between the ashram and.
Yeah. Mm. This is the unfailing guidance by Zuli Nakuda. Sounds like African name, right? I became aware of the guiding grace of Sri Bhagavan through several crises that I faced during a month-long trip in the various countries of Europe. The philosophy that serves as the base of the technique is simple and preached through the ages by the sages and the saints, that is, the identification with the Paramatma, the merging of the individual self with the universal self manifested in all living creatures and the whole universe. In the measure as we make progress on our spiritual path, the elements of discord with others diminish gradually. One is at peace with the world and oneself. In this write-up, I wish to relate some personal experiences which brought me an awareness of the grace that is always abiding with us, if only we turn to it in the right spirit in all sincerity. The experiences are described to pay a tribute to Sri Bhagavan and an appreciation of the guiding light given at critical times, even in matters which might be considered trite by some from their point of view. I am one of those who came under the spell of Sri Bhagavan's grace after he left the mortal body. It was a photograph in the issue of The Mountain Path that I came across by chance. The serene benignity of the smile and the gracious and penetrating look exuded peace and joy that held me spellbound. It was at a time of uncertainty and frustration when His grace entered my life, and I found my moorings. Surrender to this power, entity, force, or whatever it may be called, changed my circumstances and created conditions that led me to emotional stability and economic security. Since then, the pictorial representation of grace incarnate, the photograph of Sri Bhagavan, has been my beacon light, bringing me relief in times of trouble and giving me refuge in days of anxiety and sorrow. It accompanies me wherever I go, as it did during my trip abroad last month, where several incidents took place, which strengthened my faith and made me aware of His constant and guiding presence. To quote only two incidents. The occasion when I witnessed the response of my plea was on my arrival in Tehran. As a matter of fact, I had not wanted to stop in Tehran. Tired and homesick as I was after a month away from home, besides, I had received no confirmation about the arrangements for my stay in Tehran from the two people contacted there. But since there was no immediate connecting flight to Bombay, I had no alternative but to spend 2 days in Tehran. The other aggravating factor was the time of arrival, about 10:30 p.m. Despite all my self-confidence and experience of traveling alone, I must admit I was nervous about the situation. A lady all herself stranded, stranded at the airport in the middle of the night with limited foreign exchange and no knowledge of the local language, all that I could do during the flight from Athens to Tehran was to pray and pray hard to my never failing resource. And sure enough, the response came. When after landing, I stood in the queue for customs and passport checking, wondering what next, an Iranian officer came up and looking at my sari, inquired if I was Mrs. N. Now, this is an Indian name or?
He said that.
Nakura.
Nakula?
Nakuda.
Nakura.
It could be Japanese, it could be Indian.
Zuli.
Zuli. African.
Zuli Nakuda.
Could be African.
Maybe she took to wearing it. She could be from another culture.
You know, Zulie. Zuli. Or Zula.
It is, some Indians may have that name as well.
My replying in the affirmative, he told me that two ladies were waiting outside for me and I should see them as soon as I was through with the customs. What a relief it was to know that I was not alone after all and would have a roof over my head in this strange city. When I met the two ladies, I did not know who they were, nor at whose request they had come to receive me. I was amazed to find that it was thanks to an unexpected source that these arrangements had been made, as none of my expected contacts had turned up. I was housed comfortably in the home of the director of an educational institution, was given an opportunity to see some welfare agencies in Tehran, escorted back to the airport to take my flight to Bombay. Another incident happened in Vienna, where I spent a weekend to see an old friend on my way home. I was staying at a pension, a decent private establishment known to my friend. She had a full program for me during the short stay to make it fruitful and enjoyable. And the schedule for mornings, afternoons, and evenings was handed over to me on my arrival. It was on that last day, perhaps the busiest, that I went for a shower in the morning. As usual, there was running hot and cold water, and the taps had to be adjusted according to the required temperature. Somehow, in my hurry to get out and be ready in time to keep all the appointments, I turned only on the hot water tap, and before I could realize what was happening, steaming hot water was pouring all over me. I was scared and confused and could not even touch the tap to turn it off, as it had also become burning hot by then. Fortunately, I slipped and the fall threw me half out of the shower through the plastic curtain, and as I pulled myself out, parts of my body were already stinging with the scalding. The painful feeling was an indication that blisters and inflammation would follow. The feeling of discomfort, the anxiety about how I shall be able to wear my clothes and go through the day's program, even leave for my country, were weighing heavy on my mind and making me feel miserable. In my small toilet bag, there was no ointment for burns, so I tried to contact the two ladies who managed the establishment. But with my lack of knowledge of the German language and their poor English, we made no headway. And then I fell back on my last resource, praying fervently to Sri Bhagavan and concentrating on the photograph. I let the healing influence of the glance of grace from the photo pass over the afflicted parts for a few minutes. Soon I started feeling better, and gradually the burning sensation was gone. Within a quarter of an hour, I was able to dress and go out of schedule. The injury of the fall in the shower was also forgotten, and I was able to join the tour in the afternoon, which took us to places like the Vienna Woods, old churches, and children's village, all of which involved a lot of walking. It was only after reaching home, 4 days after the incident, and one more stop on the way, that I felt the pain and applied medication. This was remarkable in view of the fact that the bruise was on the knee and quite severe. Under normal circumstances, this would have made it impossible for me to walk, let alone up and down, as we did that afternoon. Such is the grace of Sri Ramana Maharshi, and I am grateful for all the experiences which have saved me from difficult situations and reaffirmed my faith in the unfailing guidance and help that is received when prayed for. I hope and pray that the grace of Sri Bhagavan may be with me till the end of my earthly life, and even thereafter.
Very reassuring. And this name is a Parsi woman. It could be a Parsi woman.
Parsi. Yeah.
Parsi. Yeah. Yeah, because it says Middle Eastern and Iranian origins. Yeah.